What was my term?
I thought
what
was that term?
To evaluate the ED. What?
To implement the job description and performance objectives and monitoring procedures.
The performance objectives. You worked, and they were excellent. I thought they were excellent. However, because two of the convener didn't actually convene the committee, and it was convened by someone else, it's only a five-person committee, the two people that weren't there would not accept the performance objectives. The other two people, I'll tell you later, the other two people wanted to accept them, but then we heard about the ED, and it kind of made it kind of null and void, or at least we could go ahead and delay it a little bit. Okay, but what we did do is we did finally convene in the personnel committee, and I got elected chair, and Patty Heffley was appointed or elected secretary, and we started talking about what we're going to do in our mission.
Well, we need time to discuss it.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Let me do this real quick about the audit committee. The audit committee did meet a couple of times before we got to the PNB, and I think the biggest thing is that we were successful in bringing the independent auditor to the PNB. I mean, he was based in New York. Why wouldn't he be there? And so people, the whole entire PNB got a chance to ask clarifying questions. And I will bring to your attention that the bylaws are very, very scanty when it comes to what the audit committee is supposed to do. So what we're working on, and you've got it in front of you, some of the things that we're going to develop for the audit committee to do. The last thing I want to say, and I don't have this confirmed, and I believe it should be referred to the Finance Committee, is that I think it costs the foundation $70,000 to hold that meeting.
Yes. We were told that.
We were told that. That is not confirmed. And so, hey, it needs to be looked at because that's ridiculous. We're fussing about $39,000. Forget $39,000. $70,000 four times a year is ridiculous. Okay, Maria.
Okay, let me add a couple of things to that as fast as I can, since I know we're running low on time.
I think she's going to speak.
PMD report.
Later.
We need time for us to ask you questions.
Go ahead, Maria.
The four areas that the three areas I'll address is programming, affiliates, and the executive committee search. Because I'm on that committee, and one of the resolutions that passed about the ED search committee is that we would query all the PMD members to get what all their considerations and concerns were about procedure, process, job description, all of that kind of thing. I also wanted to open that up to the LSB. I definitely want a lot of direction. We have an old job description that I think was developed by a few of the members from the PMD before, but I don't think it was ever approved. I actually have only one copy of it with me that I assume.
We have an approved job description from last year.
We did get that approved? Okay, good. So I don't know if it's the exact same one. Let me quickly talk about programming, but it is very important. The chair of programming is very zealous about hiring a program director, a national program director, and is trying to really push that through very fast.
Who is
Rob Robinson? And I've intentionally slowed it down because I think that there are a lot of concerns about that. But I will say that it's going to be pretty difficult because that committee seems to be headed that direction. What he did was I think it was Dave's motion last year that said you cannot hire a national program director because we have a policy. Okay. Well, so he took an old policy, pre-elected PNB, and said, look, we have a policy.
No.
I know. So, but I'm gonna need a little help on this, so I'm going to need your assistance. One of the things I wanted to sort of straw poll, get input on was, what if we change the program, national program coordinator? And maybe that would at least satisfy Rob Robinson's desperate need to have a national programming person.
We don't need to satisfy him.
I'm telling you, the committee said that way, and it has been approved on the PNB, and it's going to go through if you guys don't help me out.
Yeah.
So, but the PMB, didn't it last year approve a national program director when they passed a policy?
No.
Yes. I think that was before it was
there. We'll fill our budget.
No, don't worry about it.
It was in the budget, but we said that we would not do it. We would not initiate a hiring process until after a policy had been approved by the PMB.
Perfect.
Okay.
Thank you for that. This is my first year, but I didn't know that. The affiliate task force that I'm also on, this is really kind of funny, as you guys probably know, we lost a lot of affiliates during the, you know, the coup, and now we're back up to 70 affiliates, including South African Bush Radio, which is called Game On as an affiliate.
Really?
Yeah. So it's actually really exciting.
My hometown.
And we have a goal of having 100 affiliates this year. We have a campaign going to all the college black radio stations right now. And it's actually, that's one of the programs. The affiliate program is one that's really positive. It feels really good.
Low-power FM.
There was an emotion, but there is some controversy about all the allegations that occurred during the last election. LeVarn is putting all that together. It's really contentious about how to handle that. Some other area we should get into.
There is a strong sentiment on the board that that's over now, and that the elections directors have done it, and the board should. It's that same thing of why are you messing in our business? You know, that local thing that keeps getting our faces.
I think it's a dead issue. They should move on.
Okay. Maria, are you done? I have Kennedy Adams and Sharna on the staff.
Can I, before I totally close, just say that when you ask for questions, can you also slip in your preferences for the ED search stuff so I can take notes, because I desperately want to hear from you guys. We're meeting Monday for the first meeting, Monday, so I need, like, input. So please incorporate that into your stuff.
Meeting for criteria or nominations, or both?
Process. Do we go to a search firm? Do we do just an interim and who can't apply for the
Now we're going to return. We're going to have the last director speak. Then we'll go to questions.
It's okay. I was actually absent from the New York PMB meeting because it fell on Tuesday, and I was a little occupied.
And you are?
We celebrated.
We'll go to, I don't know what this is, but we'll go now to Sonal. You don't want to speak, Julie.
Okay, a couple of things on the finance committee, national finance committee thing. Dave, are you saying, I don't know if I understood correctly, that you were saying we will not be getting specific salary information, but we will be getting like the full amount that each station spends on salaries, and then we'll be able to make some guess?
Annually, I believe we are to get the salaries for each position with a rate as approved by the PMB last year. So basically, PMB members will see once a year, basically, this person is paid this much within this range.
Okay.
Then in addition, every month, we're going to be given a list of FTEs, like saying there's 7 FTEs, or there's 8 FTEs in this unit, and that amount for this month. In addition, I think we get that maybe quarterly.
You answered my question.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I got it. Okay, and then the other thing is, I just want to say about the ED search committee, I just want to mention to our board members that I think it's absolutely crucial that we get an ED who understands financial transparency, who embraces collective decision-making values, and understands that ultimately his or her boss is the board. And that I think ultimately, I wish Dan Kaufman well, but I think he is taking taking Pacifica down the wrong path, and they don't get to feel this way.
Well,
so I think we really need to, this is a good opportunity for the national board and the network as a whole to finally have the financial transparency meeting, so really our search committee, to not let the current ED, the CFO, and the GM sway the voting members into picking an ED who wants to convene an administrative council and carry out meetings in secret and not let the PMB know what's going on. Let's please have someone to know what's going on.
Here, here. Next on the stack is...
Thank you, Alan.
Yeah, stay on subject before I go to a finance question. The issue that Sally just raised, I actually concur with everything she said, except I would really... I feel very strongly that we should take that one step further, that before we hire an ED, we make sure that the position cannot not lead to the type of consolidation of power that Dan swayed in practice. And if that means having an interim while the position is redefined, I think that would be great. I think there really shouldn't be any place for this type of corporate top-down hierarchy to persist.
And the search committee could actually draft a real good job denial.
Call the question. If there's no further discussion, we can go directly to a vote. Those in favor extending 15 minutes, raise your cards.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
Opposed. Abstentions. All right, it's extending. And so try to keep your comments real precise.
Well, can we time everyone, please? Oh,
okay, now let's see if there is consensus. What are you saying? 2 minutes.
90 seconds.
2 minutes.
Seconds.
No more than 2 minutes.
90 seconds. When? At what time are the comments from the
Okay, now let's review the agenda. Yeah. Public comment actually does not come until after committee reports. So it will be...
In 1 hour?
Well, I hope not, but it will be probably 40 minutes or so.
I've got to put my card.
Okay. Now, let's go ahead. Now, Alan, you did not finish up.
Yes, that question was about finance. Again, of course, a little dismayed that whatever this council's called, the general manager, the administrative council, were able to push the PMB back with the finance issues. But I do notice on number 5, and again, the staff at KPFK, I think there's verbal consensus that we would love to see a line-by-line reporting of expenditures by KPFK. Really would wish that would be adopted by Pacifica. And I mean, nobody wants their salary reporting, but chances are if they have to give that in, they give in because there's such a strong concern about, the people online, the staff is, again, I think there's consensus that they want line-by-line expenditures reported. So in number 5, David, policy on monthly reporting of financial information to LSVs, is there any reason that this LSV could not resolve that? And at least pressure of KPFK management to resolve the station general managers provide monthly station financial reports to their respective local finance committees?
The problem is that the general manager has to interact with the CFO and the ED, and if they're saying we think it's a problem for you to give that level of detail to the board, then you have a problem, because in a lot of there is the subtext again is this idea that there are factions on board that are out to get they're out to get people, and their attempt to muck around in the details of the organization is a lever for them to conduct, you know, whatever they've got on their mind. Yeah, but the other piece of it is really the sense of reticence, I think, by a significant plurality of the board not to allow the governance structure to involve itself in levels of very detailed operational issues, so that there is a resistance. We don't want the board coming in and saying, why did you spend $30,000 on the security system? we don't want the board coming in and saying, why did you do this? There is a view by some members that governance means you have this much money to deal with operations, and within that, management should be free to do it. And that is the resistance. So the bottom line is, I think that we could pass that motion, but when we ask the manager, if the manager was providing that motion, she runs afoul of the executives who are her bosses, and that's the problem.
Okay, thank you. Does that conclude your remarks?
Sure, it's just that I think it's sad that there's not.
Let's put Lamont on the stack.
No.
Yeah, I'm
going to
follow
this. Sherna,
Alejandro, Drigo, Ed, and Terry Lamont.
I'll get mine for Lamont. Put Lamont
on. And
okay.
I don't think we're
going to
have
time.
Okay.
Okay, let's go ahead. The next on the stack is Sherna.
Sherna,
go ahead.
First, I'd like to really thank Dave and Donna, both their written reports. I would hope that we can get these in advance so we have more time for discussion. I think it's clear that our whole LSB, if not no other LSB, is extremely concerned about the powers of the ED. And that we want a redefinition of the job description and the accountability and greater control of the PMD. I wish we had time to actually formulate a motion today to that effect. I would presume that a motion like that, if other LSPs agreed or not, would carry some weight with at least some. But it seems to me that now is our opportunity to redefine the roles and responsibilities of the ED, and we have to seize it. I mean, I don't think anyone
can
agree with
that. Can you think of the specifics of that, what you're talking about?
A motion that comes up in 30 seconds cannot do what you're saying.
No, I know.
We need to have a meeting, I think, outside of a formal board meeting, open to public notice, where we have discussion about the vision thing, and this board, as I said before, have to do some political work with the other LSPs.
Yeah.
Right.
In any event, I think we need to do whatever it takes to seize the opportunity to start this discussion. I don't think we're the only, maybe as a total LSB, we have more unanimity here than the other LSBs, but I think that with the political work with folks on the other LSBs, we can get support for this. So, Maria, I would hope that you could kind of keep delaying things so that in every single area there is enough of this debate.
You mean for the ED?
Yeah.
You got 90 days before Dan's gone. We can't
care.
We need to get an interim.
On tomorrow, we'll figure out how to handle it.
We need an interim.
That's right.
And we need a meeting here where listeners, sponsors, and board members can meet outside the LSP. All right.
Rodrigo.
Okay, one thing is as your delegate from this board, how much do you discuss with the national board regarding the inclusion of all people? And also, how much are you concerned about, or how much is it important the concern of having, like somebody who really thinks about, diversity too? So either if it's going to be an interim, executive director or long term, whatever, how much do you talk about that? And another issue that caught my attention was, I don't know how it is handled, some kind of ignorance, about many issues. But last week we have a meeting with, there was a meeting of programmers, but there was not like very substantial information regarding, how money was spent and how it was distributed. So I don't know if it has to do with the national board, it has to do with our board, but I would say, that we really have to pay a lot of attention. Last year, there was, a lack of distribution of the money to the events for the community events. And I think that is still so, same thing. And I don't know how much it's going to be like the national board or the national executive director, has to be like putting a lot of attention on that. The other issue, there are radio stations that are not open, for diversity, right? And the last thing is, that if he can confirm, but there was a rumor, and I don't have the extra information, but there was one of the radio stations that was losing funds. So they were not making enough funds, you know, to keep run their programming. Which one was ours and what has been done about it?
I can answer that. Yeah. WBI was at radio station. What they've done is increase the number of fundraising days, and we're told that they are meeting their budget, but there was a little problem because they seem to be spending their CPD money much faster. So we're still trying to figure out what's going on up front. The point about the money, Casey's going to talk about it. That issue is our local finance and our local board spending. If we're proactive in the next month or two saying these are our budget priorities, that's how this board will be able to have an impact on that. At the local level thing, and once we say we want this, then we take it to the National Finance Committee for final approval, and that becomes part of the budget, so we can address that way, and I hope we will.
We have Ed.
I'll give my time to whoever wants to have something.
I see. You know, I'm sorry. I'm going to put Casey on the stack, but I'm going to go in order. I'm not sure. Unless it's the...
I challenge the chair on that.
Okay. Is there a consensus that Casey, who's our treasurer, and all this, should go now and out of order?
Is she giving us every report, Alora?
Yeah.
Okay. Casey, go ahead.
Just with regard to the executive director search, I don't believe that it will be legal for you to say that an interim person cannot apply for the job. So I wouldn't consider that at all. You have to, I mean, that opens you up to all kinds of liability. I would hope that we would look at an interim first because of the situation that Pacifica is in with regard to policies, procedures, those kinds of things, and be able to bring someone in who might be able to do those kind of infrastructure thing and really look at how, you know, during that time when that infrastructure is being built, that the PNB can then look at what kind of a vision they want for how where the foundation will go and then try to find that visionary. But I think at this point you really need somebody.
And when you say infrastructure, you mean like making sure the financials
are... Making sure financials are there and available and real, making sure that there are personnel procedures and, you know, that they're in compliance with the law, making sure that there are programming policies, all of those kinds of things.
Okay, thank you. Harry, very quickly... we're running out of time again.
I'd like to make a motion. I think it won't require debate. Based on the little information we got about this issue from the director, resolve the KPFK local station board request that the PNB Finance Committee investigate PNB meeting costs and recommend such budget amendments and procedural changes as are necessary for the PNB to efficiently and economically conduct business for the remainder of the year.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion over that motion?
No.
Seeing none, can we go directly to a vote?
After listener comment.
Pardon me?
Or if you like, after listener comment.
Oh, that's right. Excuse me, No, this doesn't end the stack. It's just a motion. All right. Then we have the motion. It was seconded. There was no discussion. And we'll repeat that after listener comment. We'll repeat that motion and vote on it at that time. Lamont?
Okay, just briefly, I wanted to reinforce what Sonali had to say in Alan's remarks. And I think Stephen buttressed it with Sherman's comment was earlier without reiterating everything again that he said. I want to know, Alan, my question is, to what extent we can move to So now we made a comment about some very substantive, important concerns, I think. Alan added to those concerns, which I also share, I think, are actually important. Sherna's remarks about moving forward to see to what extent we can get a motion and get this implemented, I think, is critical. Now, David, we can't, Thompson facilitates it. We can't consider every issue regarding the vision and the program to take up these critical issues. It seems to me that we ought to be able to at least get a motion on board that this station, what we advocate, so that when it goes to the national, we can say, look, whatever else has got to be considered, these are things we find indispensable. That has to be a part of it. What is necessary for us to do that?
I think given
less than 90 days.
So given what Casey just said about the inability to prohibit an interim from applying for a terminal, I think what you need to do is ask for somebody outside who's from a consulting firm who does temporary gigs to give us the time to do what you're talking about.
Okay, but that's not my concern. Inside or outside. My concern is whether it is inside or outside. Do we have transparency? Do we have presence of competence in economic and financial matters? The things that I noticed. And this, to me, is
I think the only way to address it is to try and get it put into a job description.
Yeah.
And I think that the most important thing is working the phone to members, particularly in D.C., because that relationship, the D.C. relationship is very weak, and I think the D.C. folks often feel themselves a little bit apart from other things going on in the network, and they feel there's this sort of imperialistic relationship with some other places. So,
okay,
you got to get on the phone with the members in other signal areas and get their boards on board on this more.
Okay, now agenda item 4, the time has elapsed. This is the National Board of Directors report. We've extended for 15 minutes. Our time is over.
Yes.
If we're going to have public comment, and if we're going to move on to other business,
we cannot extend.
Now, I don't know if we're in a position to move the agenda or not. Was there a hand in Israel?
Point of information.
Okay, the chair recognizes Israel.
No, I can't be
acknowledged. You are on this track, and so is Ed and Judy.
But I can't.
Right of time.
I just point of information. Can we pursue at least David?
It would take a motion to extend.
Well, let's just say, I'm just questioning, namely to have a special ad hoc meeting if you're interested in pursuing this whole national PNB issue vis-a-vis Maria. That's the follow-up that we can do.
Okay, I would like to take another
one. I'd like to deal with that.
One moment. This agenda item is over. I got some advice privately from the secretary a few days ago that I'm too weak allowing people to go on. So I'm saying this agenda item is over unless there is a motion to extend. And if I do not see a motion to extend, okay, I see no motion to extend. I believe people have had a lot of input. I mean, we're asking for a meeting outside here.
There was no motion to extend?
No motion. There was no
motion.
No,
I'm calling on the day in for 5 minutes.
Okay, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes.
This is one of the most critical things that we have a agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. Excuse me. Actually, Sonali has called the orders of the day, which means moving the agenda. One moment, please. Terry, when someone calls the orders of the day, can we actually take a vote to see if that's sustained by the body?
You can't do anything except entertain the motion to extend.
Yeah, well, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I'm so sorry, Sonali, because, frankly, there's a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Is it seconded?
Okay, but the motion to extend, and that occurs after the time is over for an agenda item, has to pass by 2/3.
Oh, yeah, we know that. It has to be 2/3. We know that, yeah.
For how much time are you
okay,
having?
Okay, one moment. Five minutes. One moment. I did not hear a second. Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Seeing no discussion, we can go directly to a vote. This is a motion to extend for 5 minutes. Those in favor, raise your card.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Opposed.
1, 2.
Abstention. Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay. The motion. Wait a moment. It takes 2/3.
Not of those present
and voting. So the motion fails.
No, yes.
Abstention from voting. It's 2/3 of those present and voting. You compare yes and
you abstain from voting.
Abstentions don't go down. If you want to vote, vote.
The vice chair, what is the staff now? Who is next in line? Israel, chair recognizes Israel.
So now I want to follow up what I said a moment ago, namely under Maria's guidance or calling, let's provide a time and a place for a follow-up serious discussion of these kinds of issues to put into it.
Is that a motion?
I think a motion to that effect.
I want to amend that by saying it can be a phone conversation.
No. I would not favor that.
You guys, I am in more doctor's offices than you can even imagine. If we do a phone thing, it'd be so much easier.
Just a moment. The motion that was made did not include a phone conference call. So Israel's motion was...
Asked for an amendment.
Yeah, I know you did, but we have to follow some kind of procedure.
Let me just say, I don't preclude including a phone, but it should be in person. It doesn't preclude phone contact, follow-up, phone. It's not going to happen in one hour, that's for sure.
Okay, now his motion does include the possibility, but exclusively, let me see if we can make this clear. It does include the possibility of a phone meeting, but not exclusively
exactly.
A phone meeting.
Exactly.
All right, is that motion seconded?
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded. Is there any discussion? The chair recognizes Casey.
This is such an important issue that the direction the entire foundation goes rests on what type of ED we get. And that would require, I would think, the participation of all listeners, not just the board members. And you can't do that in a phone meeting.
That's true. Before we go ahead, maybe... Instead of laying this entire responsibility on the shoulders of Maria, can we ask for a public meeting called by our four directors? Just informally, can we agree?
I'm happy to do it, no problem.
Because of the medical problems that Maria, so we're looking to a meeting that the four directors would call outside the LSB. So if everyone agrees to that, let's consider the motion to deal with that. It's been moved and seconded. The chair recognizes David and then Donna.
Yeah, I was just going to suggest that. And we're not going to conduct business as a discussion. I also think that we should think about getting some of this discussion on the air. Because the whole concept of the fight for me was the idea that listener-sponsored radio station should be aware that they have some role in the structure of the institutions they depend on. And so they should understand that this is a very important event, that there are several divergences of opinion about what's going on. So I think, speaking for myself, Julie and I have been talking about, let's just call a public meeting. We can have some phone contact. It doesn't need to be just one. But we, to this date, have not dealt with any of the internal conflicts.
Okay, thank you. Donna.
I appreciate Dave's comment. I just wanted to say that we put our trust in Maria to lead this fight, and I would like for Maria to go ahead and actually lead it and tell us, how she wants us to communicate. I see maybe if you have email, you can go ahead and email your questions or your concerns to Maria. Of course, that's up to you. I really do favor a public meeting.
Yeah.
Okay, and discussion of this issue on our airwaves. I mean, you've got a show, there are other shows, this is very important. We need to have people come in and voice their opinions.
1 minute and decide.
Okay, the question is for if no one will... If no one will call for further discussion, we can go directly to a vote.
Okay.
There's no further discussion, and it's clear that we're calling on our directors. Maria is on the search committee, so she's going to take responsibility.
Oh, good.
The wording of the motion is we're calling for a public meeting on these important issues, including but not exclusively the search for a new ED, etc., and mandating our directors to call that public meeting. Is there any clarity about what you're voting on? Oh, I'm sorry, Donna.
No, I thought maybe we added discussing this actually on the airwaves.
Yes. And
was that part of the motion?
Well,
I just want to clarify. The Programming Oversight Committee is already dealing with that issue. It's in their court. Why don't we just, rather than have to go through the mechanics of passing the motion, just say, Programming Oversight Committee, you guys heard us?
I will object to us doing this because we're doing it so the public can have further comment. I'm going to go to a vote on this. It's totally non-controversial. Those in favor of such a public meeting, raise your card.
Raise your card, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yes, opposed.
Opposed.
Opposed. Opposed. No opposition. Abstention.
Abstention.
No abstention. Okay, and we appreciate the public allowing us to vote on that. We're doing it in your own interest. All right, this agenda item is over. Let's go to the...
I can't leave, so I apologize for not being present for the rest of the session. I have a plane to catch.
Okay.
Sorry.
Yeah.
All right. Bon voyage. We're moving to agenda item 5. People, if committees do not have reports, just tell us they don't have reports. Agenda, what is it? Go ahead, I'm sorry, what? Oh, yes, that's right. So let's look. I don't know if we should just take them in this order. We have about 7 minutes each, unless there's a motion. A, finance development. Chair recognizes Casey.
Thank you. I believe everybody has a copy of the finance committee report, the two-page report, and there are stats here for the clues if you haven't received them.
Thank you.
Where are they?
Okay, members of the board, if you'll direct your attention to KPFK Local Station Board report on finance committee.
Okay, the Finance Committee has, since our last LSB meeting, met twice. We don't have minutes for you approved yet. We will have minutes approved and posted as soon as possible. Our cash position is still good at about $900,000. I can't give you the exact amount of cash in the bank because income statements have not been made available to us yet. The income statements for the month of March have not been made available from the national office or the local office to us yet as well, but our fulfillment rate as of April 2nd was 85%, which is really good. Not only are we exceeding all of our goals on fund drives and doing better than other stations, but our fulfillment rate is extremely good.
Does everyone in the audience know that fulfillment rate is where people pledge on the air and then 85% of the people who pledge actually send it?
I thought that they were personally satisfied.
Yeah. In life.
All right, go ahead.
Okay.
It
feels good.
Yeah, they feel good.
All right, Dave, in Dave's PMB report, he talked a little bit about the budget situation. And what I just want to talk to you about briefly is how that affects KPFK. As Dave said, the PMB passed a budget and the national office did not use that budget to function from.
And we found out later on that there were about 5 different versions of a budget, and none of the activities, financial activities, actually related to the one that the PMD passed. So,
how is that possible?
Well,
it's illegal.
Maria, if we could actually see any documents, maybe we might be able to begin to answer that question. But one of the things that happened when the PMD passed the budget last year was they passed it with 3 provisos. In other words, they passed the budget saying there were 3 changes that should be made having to do with WBAI and a couple of others. And those were made, but in addition to those, there were some other changes that were made that were not disclosed. One of the things that happened was that the budget, as Dave said, approximately $39,000 in listener income was increased in our line item without an explanation. And what that means basically is that increased what was supposedly our goal. And when we exceed goal, that money is supposed to be surplus money that we can use to meet whatever kinds of projects or things we want to do at our station. So when that increase was made, that meant our surplus went down. Now,
And our goal went up.
The other thing is that although it has been told to us that was, as Dave said, to fix an error for something, for cash that came in from last year, it should not, if that is the case, it should not have been put in listener income. And there's no corresponding expense item to balance that out. So we can't exactly figure out where that happened, but I do want to tell you that when the vote by the National Finance Committee to approve the budget with that change was made, I was the only opposition. Dave abstained, but it did pass, and then the PMD passed the budget. I believe that when there are 2 people from each station on a committee, I think it's an issue when there is something to be discussed or approved that refers specifically to that station and both representatives don't agree, that there needs to be some sort of process rather than having the other 8 members just kind of override it because it doesn't affect their station. So I'm going to try to address that. As you recall, we had an LSD motion to the PMD last month, a Terry Goodman motion related to a variety of different steps we're asking that have to do with financial reporting and procedures that has been presented to the NFC. It was deferred because there was a lot of things that had to be done to get ready for the PMD, but that will be addressed at the next meeting and we'll report back to you on that. Your board referred to the our local finance committee the issue about translation at LSD meetings and to conduct a cost analysis. That analysis has begun, but it's not finished. We'll get that for you the next meeting as well. We're looking at a variety of options and costs. I sent out to you before the PMD meeting, because it was time sensitive, a request that we use some of the surplus money from our fund drive to implement a process for which we can use stringers. And that what we were asking for is $23,400. That would be for the rest of this fiscal year that would be allow us to have stringers 3 stories a day, 5 days a week at the rate of $60 per story. What that kind of does is it moves forward and increases 2 goals that the LSB had. One was bolstering the news department, and the second was outreach to the community. Stringers will allow us to have people in various communities be more participatory and get some local stories on the air. So we're hoping that you will approve this so we can take this forward also. The big thing for us and our committee is the budget development process. We need to have a draft outline of the budget by the end of June, because the final budget for the next fiscal year needs to be approved in September. What we would like to do is have this be a very back and forth participatory process as well. We don't want to just give you a page of numbers and say, here's the budget, please approve it. We want to know what kinds of things your issues are, what kinds of goals we have, how we want this station to go, how we see it functioning. Everything that you do has to do with the budget and comes back to finance. So in order to do that, what we are doing is we're going to have two meetings in May. One on May 6th, which is a Friday at 12, so that staff people at the station will be able to come and give their input and ask questions. And then on the following day, May 7th, at 11 a.m. at the station, we're going to publicize that widely, and we hope that everybody who has any interest will come, give their input about financial issues. This means that if you have issues about outreach and you think you're going to need some money, you need to come and talk to us about what your needs are. If you have issues about governance or, you know, an administrative assistant or things like that, come and talk to us, and let's try to get this in the budget so that we know what we're doing and that our money is spent the way all of us, all listeners, are hoping it'll go. I think that, you know, if you want to come to finance committee, things are going to be happening. This is where things are going to kind of, you'll be able to see how all the committees can interconnect, how you can meet your goals, and how you can get support from the budget.
The first meeting is
May 6th. Okay?
May 7th, right?
And then, you know, some of the things we want to talk about are things like a long-term... 6 and 7. Long-term staffing plan. Rather than just putting in full-time equivalents, what kinds of people do we want? What kinds of positions do we want? Do we just want to get more programming positions? Or do we want trainers? Do we want mentoring people? You know, let's talk about it. Let's all of those kinds of things.
Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
She should be giving more space. I noticed that some people get even more space, and she is the treasurer.
I'm waiting.
I don't understand the point.
Thank you.
What we're trying to do is to see we have how much time on her.
Past time, 9 minutes and 20.
I'm done. Thank you very much.
Yeah, okay.
And I have a question.
Well, you know, here's the problem. We're supposed to start the meeting at 11. I have a horrible feeling the custodian's going to come here around 2:30 or 3, and we haven't had any public comment and so on, so we have problems. I do not think we can take more time on any one committee report, because this is only one committee report and we have all the rest of them. So I think we should actually go ahead, unless there's a motion that we're going to act on.
Point of information.
Okay, let's do a point of information. Go ahead, Doug.
When we revised the agenda, we said that at item number 5, we're going to ask who actually is going to give a report.
That's true.
And we did not do that. We did not do that.
Well,
so
I was
there's
going to do it as we went along here.
Well, because that will eliminate some of these committees, and more time can be given to the ones who do have a report.
Well, yeah, we actually kind of did this informally, and I believe the Arts Committee may not have a real report.
We have an announcement.
Just an announcement. I know management evaluation does, programming oversight does, structured government does, outreach does, and the committee of inclusion, we might be able to just put that aside for now. So we actually know that all except arts does have. And if we're going to get through this agenda, have public comment, and move ahead, we simply cannot take more time on any one committee report.
Point of information.
Go ahead.
My second change to that agenda, which has been ignored, is that every committee, when they come on, is supposed to say who is the chair, who is the secretary, who are the members, and if they're the next meeting.
That's correct. Okay.
Yeah.
Casey.
All right, Casey, could you meet that requirement?
I don't believe that we've elected a chair and functioning in that capacity as the treasurer.
That makes you want the chair.
We don't have a secretary. The members are Madeline, David, and Lamont. And is that it? Next meeting.
You did that.
She's done that.
Yeah. May the 6th. Yes.
Terry.
Based on the report of the Finance Committee, I move that the KPFA Local Station Board approves the utilization of $23,400 of surplus revenue for compensation of Newt Springer.
Is there a second?
5 seconds.
It's been moved and seconded.
How much?
I'll wait for
yes, that's right. But we can take comments. We can take discussion.
No.
Well, we'll have to... No motion.
no motion can be moved without discussion if a member wants to discuss, but maybe there's no need for discussion here. Say no, just raise your hand. If there's no discussion, then that can be voted on after public comment. I'm going to call for programming oversight. Oh, I'm sorry.
I know what I am in the back. That's a question.
Okay, we're going to be programming oversight.
As everyone knows, Bill is sick, so I will give a very quick report. The LSD members of the committee, Ellen, Rodrigo, Israel, Bill, and myself. There are quite a few listeners who I know are interested, so when we find out how that's going to happen, it means that there will be five listeners needed unless two more LSD members join the committee. We gave you last time, and I brought again, the committee report. For the LSD members, in order to easily find it, it's on an 8.5 by 14 sheet. We had...
Kimberly King has accepted the fact that she will not be an on-air personality. She doesn't want to be. She's part of the collective. So it's a moot point around Kimberly because she has told me directly, because I'm on the LSB, I have decided not to be an on-air personality. So I just want to make that clear because we don't need to spend time whether it affects her or doesn't.
Look at point three. I'm sorry. I'm going to call on Ed because I may have said something wrong. No, it may be true of Kimberly, and you're correct. She has not been on the air.
Correct.
And I have listened to the program. But another collective could come up. It could be around, you know, many, many different issues. The Green Party, I don't know, a political, independent political party collective, something. Mm-hmm. And that Donna would logically, Sarah logically would be part of it. Makes no sense. I'm completely in favor of it, not being a personal host, but as a part of a collective. But I honestly cannot see the logic. I don't think that collectives are going to explode. It takes a lot of work and personalities and so on to develop these things. And so it indicates of a sincere need and probably a collective need, a community need to put these things on the air. We should respect that.
Okay. Okay.
For more information, please look at items 2 and 3.
Okay, now also, Sherman is asking for feedback and she's getting it, so she's noting what he said. Is there any other feedback to Sherman?
I said that go on the air, any collective,
Yeah, I think it'd be appropriate for the local station board to come up with a policy about LSB members being on air as part of its conduct of LSB members kind of a thing, but it should not be trying to apply that policy to the IPC, and it should not be trying to make a decision about who can host the program for management. So I'd like this rephrased in such a way that it's limited to LSB and regarding LSB conduct, you know, conduct of LSB members with respect to the conflict of interest in their governance and on-air hosting things. But it's still up to management as to if they want to steal one of our members and make them star or something.
Okay. Other
Can I just make a comment?
Sure.
That's Terry. The reason we included IPC, Terry, again, this is for non-programmers. There were 7 members, listener members, elected to the IPC. It's a way, again, for people to use that as an inroad to getting programs. Our concern has been the appearance of favoritism. And I have to tell you, we have been approached by staff at the station, both individually and perhaps collectively, who have been very upset about what's been happening. Extremely upset.
Any other input for Sherna and her committee? Israel.
Well, I'm following up Donna's excellent suggestion. When will we have the next meeting, time and place, or will that be announced later?
Well, if you and others in the committee would respond to the convene, we might be able to have
one. I'm responding right now.
Well, if you'll take the level of any other input for Sherna and her committee? And the secretary and the treasurer of that committee.
Donna requested that.
Oh, we have been alternating. Both facilitating and notating. These notes are taken by Bill, and I facilitated that meeting. He was to convene the next meeting, but got response from only one member of the committee besides myself.
Any other input for Sherna and her committee?
Not much.
No. Okay. Now, Sherna, I can assume now that that ends the report of that committee and there will be...
And if people will read the entire report, there are other serious issues that we dealt with.
That's true. Okay.